Okay, we are now going to hear from Dr. Hua Appel. And Dr. Appel is a researcher with independent research in Everett, Washington State. She has recently completed a postdoctoral fellowship with the National Institute of Mental Health at the University of Washington in Seattle, and her research examines racial and ethnic health disparities as well as mental health care in minority populations. Is this how the first slide?
Yes, that's the remaining part.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So no relationships to disclose. Learning objectives. By the way, I will give you the citation at the very end for the journal article that was published in this year. Four learning objectives. Discuss how discrimination acculturations in Asian American and Latina women affect the health service seeking. The second objectives, we're going to talk about the behavioral and mental health related issues in the two groups, the Latina and Asian American women. Third, barriers in obtaining mental health care for minority women. And last, we're going to talk about the disparities in mental health between these two groups. Briefly, the background. Asian American and Latina women underuse mental health services, and both groups are less likely to seek mental health services than white women. Asian American women have higher depression scores and less physical activities than their male counterparts. They are also deterred from seeking mental health care and following treatment guidelines for mental health. Both groups have psychosomatic complaints like backaches and headaches, and usually they may not be recognized by providers. And they have various different health beliefs that are based on their cultural backgrounds. Usually it's a holistic view of the physical and mental health components. There are some healthcare barriers, including mental health care. First, I think is the most important one, which is the language barriers. The Surgeon General Report on Mental Health in 2001 said that the lack of English proficiency, probably one of the most important reasons why there's barriers to the health care they received. Native-born and foreign-born, native-born meaning you were born here in this country, and even for those who may be native-born, they may encounter discrimination because of they may be foreign-looking or speaking with an accent. Second barrier is there may be a stigma attached to mental health to those patients. Mental health illness may not be recognized by both the patients and the providers, or is considered just shameful just to have mental health illness. Cultural issues. Different ethnic groups show mental health illness differently, and they may not be recognized by healthcare providers. For example, Latinos may feel compelled to be agreeable to their physicians without fully understanding what the healthcare provider is saying. And providers may not speak the same language as the patients, or they may not be culturally sensitive, or don't know and don't respect their minority patients' cultural beliefs and healthcare practices. Vietnamese, for example, they have this coin rubbing thing on their back, you know, so they may not understand that, or they may think it's abuse, but really it isn't. Gatekeepers is another reason. Managed care setting, for example, may employ gatekeepers to make it more difficult to receive health care and the hoops these patients have to jump through. Studies were cited by more Hispanic women have no health insurance or less educated, and their single status compared to their male counterpart. Talk about discrimination briefly. Definition is just the general experiences of the routine unfair treatment, the experience with racial bias enacted by others. Noam Casper had a study that showed significant association between perceived discrimination against Korean immigrants and depressive symptoms. Patients may seek help but may speak a foreign language with limited English or with an accent may trigger discrimination, and also that will affect the type of health care or mental health care they seek. And self-reported discrimination is associated in poor mental health in numerous studies. Discrimination are also encountered in home buying. For example, when studies show that Asian Americans have the same rate of discrimination as African Americans, is almost 20%. Self-reported discrimination is also associated with alcohol dependence and increased smoking. A few studies there. Again, nativity plays a factor. The more time you're in the U.S., the more you may encounter discrimination. Acculturation is the adoption of attitudes, values, and behaviors, including the language ability of the dominant culture. Years in the U.S. affect the self-reported discrimination. The more acculturated you are to a new culture, there seems to be an increase in perceived discrimination. And Asian refugees are more likely to report depressive symptoms than Asian immigrants who voluntarily come to the U.S. Nativity, again, Asian immigrants have lower rates of discrimination compared with the ones that are U.S.-born Asians. So for this study, we have two hypotheses. The first one is discrimination is attributed by race and or gender issues would negatively affect the satisfaction with the healthcare services received. And the second hypothesis is we expect other influences such as acculturation, like English proficiency or nativity, may be related to health service seeking outcomes, better health service seeking outcomes. Methods, ENLIS, or the National Latino Asian American Studies, is part of the Collaborative Psychiatric Epidemiology Survey. So there's three from NIMH, and that's the first one that came out is the Kessler Study National Comorbidity Survey, and then it was replicated again in 2000. And then the National Survey of American Life with African Americans in 01 and 03. And lastly, ENLIS, and it really is ENLIS. There's lots of good data. And that's the National Latino and Asian American Studies in 02 and 03. The ENLIS survey populations, the Asian Americans are stratified into Chinese, Filipino, Vietnamese, and then the other Asians group. And then the Latinos are stratified into Mexican, Cuban, Puerto Rican, and other Latinos. So for the Latina group, the women, they have 1,427 Latino women, and then 1,097 Asian American women that are 18 years old or greater. The core sampling in the key metropolitan area in the whole U.S., and then secondary samplings is from groupings of the census blocks that's greater than 5% density. Participant recruitments, they were contacted with an introductory letter and study brochure, followed by screening and scheduling and interviewing. The interviews were conducted by trained bilingual interviewers with linguistic backgrounds that are similar to those of the target populations. And then there's face-to-face interviews and telephone interviews. And the ENLIS instruments is available in English, Spanish, Tagalog, Chinese, and Vietnamese. And then for quality control, the participants were randomly sampled. The random sample was selected with the completed interviews, and then they were recontacted again to validate the data. Measures, dependent variables, is the satisfaction of service use. So the variable used to select the sample was service usage. ENLIS respondents were asked the type of mental health services they used with the questions. How many visits did you make to X, which is provider, in the past 12 months? And the providers, they have a choice to choose from. They can pick psychiatrists, psychologists, other mental health professionals, RN, OT, PT, social worker, counselor, religious advisors. And then the variables were dichotomously coded, 0 for none and 1 for at least once they saw these providers in the past 12 months. And then for every kind of providers that women saw in the past 12 months, they were asked about the satisfaction of the care they received. And the question asked was, in general, how satisfied were you with the treatment and services that you received from provider, the same ones I just mentioned, in the past 12 months? And the responses were either very satisfied, satisfied, neither dissatisfied, or satisfied and very dissatisfied. Independent variables were, three. Acculturation, discrimination, and the reason for the discrimination. So acculturation was measured by their English proficiency, how well that they speak, read, and write English. Discrimination was assessed with the 9 questions that they ask in day-to-day life, how often these things happen to them. And the example were treated with less courtesy than other people. And then the range were 1 is never, and then 6 is almost every day. The reason for discrimination is measured by what do you think was the main reason for these experiences that you encountered? The responses is that your ancestry, your national origin, ethnicity, was it your gender, your sex, your race, your age, your sexual orientation, your weight. measures of control variables, we use age, education, income, just the demographics, U.S. born, years in the U.S., mental health rating, which would be how would you rate your overall mental health? And the responses were excellent, very good, good, fair, or poor. And the results there in Table 1 shows the characteristics of the women respondents there and whom they saw for health care and the number of visits in the past 12 months. So you can see the GP or the general practitioner was seen the most, which is almost 47% there in the past 12 months. And if at least one of these professional in the past 12 months is about 10.6%. And you can see the number of times visited by psychologists, social worker, other mental health professionals there. It's about the same, almost 15%. Okay, let's go to Table 2. Then, correct. That's because we started out with 400 and something. Well, I mean, the very beginning was 1427 Latina and then 1097 Asian Americans. But once you distill it down to get the predictive power, it was 400 and something. And then very end after that, after the 12 month that they answered all these questions, turns out to be N is 268. So let's see. Table 2 is the mean standard deviations there. Healthcare received satisfaction is the outcome. Dependent variable is regression analysis. Higher score means higher levels of care, satisfaction of care. The score of satisfaction ranges from 1 to 5. 1 indicates very dissatisfied. 5 is very satisfied. And you can see there the mean is 4. So that's good. They were satisfied. And the 268 women in our analyses, age range 18 to 88, median is 41, education level is 4th grade or less, 2 greater than 17, and education, the mean is 12. Interesting, U.S. born, if you look at the middle there, U.S. born, 40% of the respondents said they were U.S. born, so the majority of them were not born here. Okay, so I just talked about that. Table 3, final regression results. As expected, mental health self-rating is closely related to satisfaction, with higher level of mental health ratings indicating higher satisfaction with the care received. Go back to the first hypothesis is partially supported, that discrimination was attributed to race and or gender issues would negatively affect the satisfaction with the health service received, and our results show that the level of discrimination is not a predicting level of satisfaction. However, if the reason for the discrimination is perceived to be because of the race, ethnicity, or gender, then it does lead to a lower level of satisfaction. Second analysis, of the acculturation factors leading to better health service seeking is also partially supported. Higher level of English proficiency does not predict the higher level of satisfaction. U.S. born alone doesn't predict satisfaction either, but nativity, the longer years living in the U.S., is associated with the higher level of satisfaction in healthcare. Education, higher level of education predicts the higher level of satisfaction, and age does have a positive relationship with the satisfaction level. Poverty, income does not predict satisfaction. Conclusion, rates of service, health service seeking is low, which is consistent of many current research out there, previous studies. Similar to other studies, immigration factor does, in terms of the years in the U.S. is important to the mental health service seeking. So we can conclude that the acculturation related type of variables are a key to the acceptance of the U.S. Type mental health services. In our study, most of the service seekers were born outside of the U.S., while the years in the U.S. significantly predict the levels of satisfaction. Being born in the U.S. doesn't necessarily predict the satisfaction levels that they received. Discrimination perceived by minorities may impose a negative impact in general, but for minority women, if being discrimination is perceived because of being a woman or being a minority, then the satisfaction of the service seeking is lower. Perceived reason for discrimination. I've got a big zero there, so that means I have to wrap it up. Limitations. Real quick, cross-sectional survey does not inform causality. Sample size, of course, we're limited to the three groups, the Chinese, Filipinos, and the Vietnamese and other Asians groups. So they're oversampled of those three groups. And so it's not clear whether the extent to which the findings would be generalizable to other Asian American groups. Current studies demonstrate that race and gender-based discrimination, as well as the acculturation-related variables like the years in the U.S. and education, are significant predictors of satisfaction. Service-seeking among Latino and Asian American women, and future studies should explore the mechanisms underlying the prediction of these factors for the satisfaction of mental health service-seeking behaviors. And there is a citation there. And thank you very much.